Hello and good morning. This is Mark Rogers. Today's Gospel reflection is from John chapter 5 verses 1 to 3 and 5 to 16. It's the story of the healing of the paralyzed man. After this, there was a festival of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now in Jerusalem by the Sheep Gate, there is a pool called in Hebrew Bethesda, which has five porticos. In these lay many invalids, blind, lame, and paralyzed. One man was there who had been ill for 38 years. When Jesus saw him lying there and knew that he'd been there a long time, he said to him, "Do you want to be made well?" The sick man answered him, "Sir, I have no one to put me into the pool when the water is stirred up, and while I'm making my way, someone else steps down ahead of me." Jesus said to him, "Stand up, take your mat, and walk." At once the man was made well. He took up his mat and began to walk. Now that day was a Sabbath. So the Jews said to the man who had been cured, "It is the Sabbath. It is not lawful for you to carry your mat." But he answered them, "The man who made me well said to me, 'Take up your mat and walk.'" They asked him, "Who is the man who said to you, 'Take it up and walk'?" Now the man who had been healed did not know who it was, for Jesus had disappeared in the crowd that was there. Later Jesus found him in the temple and said to him, "See, you have been made well. Do not sin any more, so that nothing worse happens to you." The man went away and told the Jews that it was Jesus who had made him well. Therefore the Jews started persecuting Jesus because he was doing such things on the Sabbath. This is the Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. This story is a wonderful illustration of the nature of the salvation that Christ brings. You know, salvation in Christ is always something both communal and personal, but I think it's mostly communal. We see the paralyzed man in the context of the community. He's in a crowded place full of other desperate, poor people. No doubt it is extremely dirty and very smelly. This paralyzed man has not bathed, it appears, for 38 years. Can you imagine that? Maybe he is soiled. But somebody has been feeding him. Otherwise he would have starved to death a long time ago. Somebody's been feeding him. There are good people around. We just don't see them. And his eventual healing has consequences for the community. It creates a controversy for the religious leaders who hear that this healing has occurred on the Sabbath, which is God's holy day of rest. Now, the Sabbath was a wonderful, progressive development in human history. Up until that time, people worked like slaves 7 days out of seven, never had a break. So the idea of a rest day was truly liberating, and it was important to hold onto it, because after all the bosses and employers would want to get rid of that rest day as soon as they could. They'd make a lot more money if people weren't resting once a week. And the religious leaders are right to hold fast to it. As far as I know, this didn't exist in Greek or Roman culture. And after all, you could well ask, why couldn't Jesus heal on the Friday or the Sunday? Why does he have to heal on the Saturday, on the Sabbath? Why be so difficult and undermine something so obviously beneficial to the community and especially to the poor? Is Jesus being deliberately provocative? Well, the answer is probably yes. But of course, with hindsight in the New Testament, there's a theological point being made that Jesus is Lord of the Sabbath because he rose from death on the Sunday. And in the resurrection, he has made the Sunday the supreme day, the holiest of all days. And kaboom, we now have the weekend. Thank you, Jesus, for inventing the weekend, 2 days of rest, even better. Meanwhile, the distressed man is healed and set free. The turning point is when Jesus asks him, "Well, do you want to be healed?" And that's a good question, because after all this time, it's very likely that he would have lost hope. But God's grace bursts into the man's heart, and he finds that little ray of hope, and he thinks, "Yes, I do still want to be healed." And the miracle begins. Think about the process of God's grace and healing in your life. Think about how it has been, I'm sure, very personal, but also how it's been about your role in the community, the place where God has called you to be and to bring salvation to others so that all may flourish. Thanks be to God.